Okay, go ahead. KO Flight Skip here.
Echo, just to let you know, I am going to do some driving around here in a minute and try to give some more information about the Pickens area.
Just give me your call sign one more time so I can make sure I get this right. KQ4KBE.
Spec 4, Bravo, Golf Echo.
Bravo, Golf Echo. I don't know why I'm having trouble with your call sign tonight.
I'll be honest with you, it took me forever to learn that call sign because it sounds so close together, like the G and the E and the B. It's just like, man, it's aggravating.
I just want to apologize. I'm not doing it on purpose, sir.
So I ain't going to worry about it. You know what? As long as I ain't late for dinner, you ain't gonna hurt my feelings. KQ4BGE, and I'll be on standby.
KO4HGX here. Standing by.
Hello. You might have a status update.
KO4HGX, what kind of status you looking for?
Oh, let me move right. You came in kind of spotty. Try that again.
Kyle, this is KO4HGX, Patrick. What are you looking for an update on?
Somebody had asked about I-26 coming in South Carolina earlier, and I was trying to find out about that.
No, from Hendersonville down to exit 5. Not 100% sure on that section. The rest of it south of that is open as far as I know.
Exit 5, that's right there by the college, correct?
Off of 26 is the Circle K, the big truck stop.
Okay, so you can't make it to the Fletcher exit, correct? Or Mountain Home exit?
Not 100% sure on that, sorry.
It's because my sister, who lives in actually Eastern North Carolina, said something about Mountain Home was completely destroyed, too.
Hendersonville got hit pretty hard, and that Mountain Home is just north of Hendersonville, so I'm going to assume it's in the same boat, and the river runs right through there. So I'm pretty sure Mountain Home took a pretty good hit.
Well, it has a tendency to flood rather easily, so yeah, I can only imagine just how bad it is.
And they're saying it was record floods this time around, something like 29 feet.
My cousin who lives just outside in between Etowah and Mills River, he was telling me that they got hit pretty hard. He lost his barn and quite a few of his other stuff in the backyard, but his house itself was fortunate to escape. Still haven't heard anything from my aunt that lives up there in Asheville, right there on White Pine Drive behind the mall, so I don't know what's going on with her.
Name and address and all that, we'll see if we can't find out some more information for you.
I do know it's White Pine Drive. I don't know the exact number, but her name is Carolyn Howland.
Okay. Information.
Kevin?
Just advising if there's anyone in the area of Greer. From Rutherford Road in Wadehampton up to the Target on Wadehampton is pretty much out of power, but everything after the Target on Wadehampton, about 80% of the places are open with power. A lot of the restaurants are serving food if anyone needs a hot meal.
Roger that. I appreciate that information relay, Gavin. Thank you for that, sir. KO4HGX, standing by.
Then I'll give information as I can. KQ4KFK monitoring.
Tal, can you bring me that information on your aunt?
I'm not sure the number of her residence, but she is on White Pine Drive. She's literally right behind the mall across the ditch. Her name is Carolyn Howington. I do have some information about Simpsonville. Most of it is up as far as inside the city itself. You've got all kinds of, gas stations, Sphinx are opening. They got long lines, but nowhere near as bad as they have been. I do know that at least the Taco Bell and the Outback are open. I don't know about the McDonald's and the Bojangles there, but I do know those are indeed open.
Roger that, Tal. Can you give me your aunt's name?
Carolyn Howington. Carolyn Howington.
Can you spell that last name for me?
H-O-W-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Roger that. I got Carolyn Howington on White Pines Drive behind the mall. You haven't heard from her?
None of my family has. Everybody's been trying to reach her, but she's not responded.
Roger that. We'll see what we can find out for you, sir.
I might have to find out later because I'm trying to conserve my battery power. My solar is kind of drained a bit, so I have to wait till tomorrow to charge it up. And what I am doing, though, is got one of my other hams, mobile hams, HD hams, charging on what little bit of solar I got left. So I'm going to try to have that ready for tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Tal, and we will see what we can find out about your aunt. Just keep checking back with us. KO4HK, standing by.
Thank you very much, KQ4LOL. I'll be standing by for a few minutes, and then I'll be out.
Roger. Take care, Tal. Be careful out there. KO4HK.
W4SOE.
W4SOE. Go ahead, KO4HK.
W4SOE. I'm in for the evening, and I will be up and online probably till right after the net. I've got my pad and pencil. I'm writing down the things that you're writing down, so I'm here to support you. You tell me what you need, and I'll make it happen.
Need is for you when these calls come in with fuel and groceries and locations, just write them down, and that way we can double-check each other and may get you to email it for me.
I don't have internet, but I can send email via Winlink, so it might take a little longer to get there, but happy to do it.
Be great. We're not set up on Winlink here yet, and I know South Carolina Oxcom is looking for a lot of this information. They're supposed to have people copying as we go along, but I've been writing it down just trying to double check everything.
All right, well, if you would, at the end of each report, sync up with me and we'll make sure we'll fill in each other's gaps as needed, and that way you got the backup.
Well, I am going to step aside and let Wayne take it here for a few minutes while I eat supper. Take a break here for a minute and get some water for sure. I'm getting a little parched.
Roger that. I'm still here, Wayne. Just let me know.
HKX, clear for now.
KO4HKX, KA5WLL.
Bad Leroy, KO4HKX here.
Receiver, is the signal gone down on the repeater this afternoon?
Signal because receiver, because man, I got a beautiful signal up here where I'm at.
I wanted to check. Something must have happened here, so maybe it's a battery getting low. KA5WLL, thanks.
Roy, you be safe out there in KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, and I'm going to turn it over to Wayne here for a little while.
Four, Golf, India Kilo, go ahead.
We're back four, Bravo, Golf, Echo, Donnie, and Liberty. I was driving around to get some information about the area. My wife just came out of Walmart a few minutes ago. She said they must have got a shipment in because they now have some meat available, which they didn't earlier today. Now, I was coming up 178 towards Pickens High. The Ingles is closed, but it looks like we got a Wendy's, Bojangles, Waffle House, and whatnot open. Also, the hotspot has gas in Pickens, but the power looks like it drops out just past Pickens High on 178.
info on the gas again in Pickens. What station was it?
And it's just before the Walmart in Pickens.
Roger that. Thank you for passing that along.
Thank you for all that y'all are doing. 73, Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
Key 4, GIV, comment.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India. Kilo, go ahead.
Yes, I'm at the Sphinx Station on Highway 11 and 14 in Galvinville. They have gas, and they are doing inside sales too, but it's cash only.
Roger that. Give me that location again.
14 and 11 in Galvinville, South Carolina.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that information.
Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Donnie here again. The Express Mart in Pickens looks like they have gas. I see people pumping. I don't know if it's going to be gas.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you. KQ4, BGE.
This is KQ4, LOO. Can you please repeat that last transmission about the gas?
For Golf India Kilo, we had a report of gas available at the hot spot in Pickens and Gowansville, Sphinx at 11 and 14, and then the Express Mart in Pickens. Over.
Thank you.
Roger that, 73.
Okay, before I see, just inform me this is a gas station on Plattenburg next to the Home Depot. They have gas. And the one, the Sphinx is in Cherrydale on the same street, they got gas too.
Roger that. That was QT, QT in Blacksburg. Thank you for the information. So, second location of the Sphinx. We got the Blacksburg. What was the second one, Chesney?
On Plattenburg. On Plattenburg Street towards Cherrydale. It's two gas stations. One is next to the Home Depot Power Stop or something like that is the name. The other one is Sphinx towards Cherrydale. They got gas on it.
Copy that. Thank you for coming back.